country that upholds the values of peace by abolishing its army. A president who rescued thousands of refugees' lives. A former U.S. vice president who brings the world's attention to global warming. A celebrity who advocates for human rights. An animal lover who works tirelessly for the defenseless. An international organization that provides humanitarian aid regardless of national boundaries. A worldwide humanitarian agency that protects human life and alleviates suffering. These are among some of the distinguished people, countries, and organizations in our present-day society that have made a positive difference on our planet through their noble actions. For the purpose of recognizing these caring actions, and in response to the reports about many positive developments in the world, Supreme Master Ching Hai founded the Shining World Leadership Award in March 2006. The Pure Crystal Award represents the shining noble ideals of the honored individuals, nations, and organizations whose pioneering work and selfless dedication have significantly contributed to the harmony and beauty of our planet.
Thank you for this award, but most significantly, thank you for the work you've done and are doing and are encouraging others to do to awaken humanity to its responsibility to live a compassionate life and to do so in honoring of the spirit in all beings.
Founder of the Shining World Leadership Award, Supreme Master Ching Hai, is a world-renowned spiritual leader, humanitarian, and artist who herself has brought immense benefits to the world through her inspiring words and shining example. Supreme Master Ching Hai's own selfless service and devotion to all beings have been highly lauded by world leaders and governments.
She also brings love around the world where there is hate. She brings hope where there is despair. And she brings understanding where there is misunderstanding. We don't have enough people like the Supreme Master. If we had somebody like her in every country in the world, we'd have eternal peace, eternal love.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work.
wholeheartedly and sacrifice for them whenever necessary. And to other members of mankind, you just show your love universally and help whoever needs your help. And that is the way of love.
Master Qinghai's wisdom and compassion have been a source of inspiration for countless people worldwide, and she further encourages positive work through the Shining World Leadership Award. Thank you, Shining World Leader.
Hsinchu City is nestled in the northwestern region of Formosa, or Taiwan. Hsinchu, also known as Wind City, is a center for high-tech industries and offers a high standard of living for its 400,000 residents.
The people of Hsinchu have greatly benefited from the wise environmental policies over the past few years through the leadership of Mayor Lin Zhengzhe from December 2005 to December 2009. Mayor Lin Zhengzhe had recognized that his city should do its part locally to help solve the global problem of climate change.
像地球软化这么速度这么快，而新竹市呢，可以说很难得在气温得到全国最高温呐，这是很70年来第一次碰到，所以我们要及时来抢救这个软化速度那么快，温室效应产生那么快。
Since 2008, Mayor Lin Zhengzhe of Hsinchu City had initiated a series of events promoting energy conservation and reductions in greenhouse gas emissions.
Most importantly, the Hsinchu government was among the first in the world to lead an official public campaign to encourage people to adopt a more vegetarian lifestyle.
In 2008, Mayor Lin called a press conference with the stated theme, Fighting Global Warming Through the Vegetarian Diet to Save the Earth.
我深深地体会到，这个蔬食啊很有意义，对身体也健康，对整个地球可以说也减少对地球的一个生产力的一个负担了。Throughout
the same year, Supreme Master Qinghai had spoken frequently about this priority solution to global warming, including in video conferences in Formosa, Taiwan, to which she was invited as the honored guest. She especially called upon government leaders to use their tools to save the planet.
The thing is that people must be more aware of our dire situation and that everyone's responsible action does help to minimize or stop global warming. So those who have power or can do should inform the public more intensively and more extensively. So again, the government and the media must help. We are in very short of time now. We have a very, very urgent deadline for the planet to be saved. We should act fast. Be green first and go green when technologically possible. Be green first now. Go green when possible. That's all we have to do.
那我记得清海无上师有提倡的，就是说大家多吃素食，而且多种树，那多种绿色的植栽。我想这两个方面全面去做，我想绝对是有帮助。因为我们只要吃素食的话，那这个地方呢，我们在这个养一个动物，到时候吃肉食所产生的污染的地球更是严重。 那假如说是骑单车减少空气的污染，然后太多机车太多汽车，那这样的话空气的污染是更大的。
By now, every Hsinchu city dweller knows the benefits of a vegetarian and vegan diet, and many of them practice the lifestyle. The 13,000 children from the city's 9 primary schools enjoy 1 or 2 free plant-based lunches each week. Furthermore, during the Earth Day event, Hsinchu Mayor Lin and Hsinchu County Magistrate Chen Yongjin joined hands with 1.18 million people, including President Ma Ying-jeou,to sign a petition pledging to reduce their meat consumption. The important connection between diet and climate was quickly being understood across the Formosan population. Thanks to caring leaders like Mayor Lin Zhongzhe, it is no wonder that a poll ranked him as the number one most popular mayor in Formosa for 2009. For his pioneering leadership in promoting the earth-saving veg diet, Supreme Master Qinghai honored Mayor Lin Zhongzhe of Hsinchu City with the Shining World Leadership Award.
Next, he was presented with gifts, including Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. The Honorable Mr. Lin expressed his appreciation and renewed determination to help save the planet.
我们非常高兴，也非常荣幸啊，在青海无上师给我们颁发这种很好的一个奖项。那这个奖项所代表的，也就是素食减碳救世界，那就是提倡素食啊。那无上师很早就了解到，素食可以减少对动物的残杀，而且可以说是让人类的身体也更亲近了。那在素食的话，可以也代表我们对动物之间的爱。在减碳来讲，要多种一些树，所以新竹市政府这我两任市长下来也种了12万棵左右的2公尺以上的大树，所以在减碳方面，新竹市政府也在努力来推动。我们追随着青海无上师所说的这一个方向呢，我们来做绝对不会错。
We thank the former mayor of Hsinchu, Lin Zhongzhe, and wish you great success in your continuing noble endeavors for Formosa and the world. When we return, we'll meet an ordinary citizen from Australia who is also doing her significant part to save the planet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.Welcome back to our program. We have just featured Mayor Lin Zhongzhe of Hsinchu Formosa, Taiwan, who was honored with the Shining World Leadership Award for promoting the vegetarian diet for the environment while in office. In addition to encouraging government leaders, Supreme Master Qinghai has also urged ordinary citizens to be torchbearers themselves in planet-saving action.
If the government recommend the vegan diet to halt global warming, you can imagine the level of response. But we can't afford to wait for the government or anyone else to create the trend. So we started now, first, by becoming vegan ourselves individually, and then letting everyone else know how easy and beneficial it is.
Let's meet Lee Chantel, who is the creator and operator of VivaLaVegan.net, an interactive online community for vegans and non-vegans interested in the lifestyle. Lee Chantel is an accredited naturopath, nutritionist and herbalist, as well as a musician and clothing designer. Her diverse talents and interests often come together through her projects to help others explore the health, food, fashion,and other aspects of vegan living.
And I'd always wanted to release a recipe book And I thought, well, look, for the time being, I'll just do 12 recipes, so as a calendar sort of format. So I released the calendar, and then the next year I took it onto the website. It's been going for, I think, about 6 or 8 years now, and it's just adding more things. Like now I've got forums, I've got some videos, there's a lot of recipes there, members can put their own recipes on there as well. So it's just trying to make it as simple and easy to prepare meals, and you know, all the sort of decadent things that people like as well, converting it to a more healthy and sustainable diet for people.
Perhaps Lee Chantel's origin of inspiration is in her own experience of becoming a vegan. When she shares her story with others, she inspires them too. Many people in her vast internet social network approach Lee Chantel with questions, and she is always ready to help.
I don't think there's any negative to being vegan, to be honest. I always say to people to look, be able to look animals in the eye, and that they trust you, and that they know that you're not going to hurt them. That's a very humbling experience. And any benefits, like I feel a lot better. I used to have colds quite often when I was at school. I used to have bad pains and stuff like that. I don't get that anymore. You know, you can be more healthy, more active, wanting to do more things. You've got a few articles on here, ones that have been written about me. There's one from Vegan Voice. There's also one from the New Vegetarian and Natural Health that I was on the cover of a few years ago.
Lee Chantel often interviews other vegans, inviting the internet community to listen to their stories via video at vivalavegan.net. There, people can also shop for the clothes she personally designs.
They're all recycled clothes as well, so I buy them. I buy them from secondhand stores and then write my lyrics on them in fabric paint. I've also got these "This Is What a Vegan Looks Like" shirts, so they're quite popular as well. And yeah, little ones like this. I've also got jeans.
More recently, Lee Chantel organised a large public festival to reach out to non-vegans. The Green Earth Festival, full of booths, activities and entertainment with a sustainable and vegan message, was a great success. For doing so much in her own capacity to share the vegan way of life with others, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent Lee Chantel a thank you letter and asked also for gifts to be brought to her as well. She received Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestsellers, The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life, as well as the poetry collection entitled Pebbles and Gold by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Dear Lee Chantel, we wish to humbly salute and thank you for your outstanding efforts to promote the many advantages of the plant-based diet. As a vegan, activist, animal rights advocate and artist of outstanding talent and ability, you are making a world of difference, inspiring compassion and awareness, and making it easy for others wishing to embark on this life-changing journey. And your warm-hearted concern and advocacy is helping lead many towards a healthier life, a greener future, and brighter, more compassionate outlook for the beautiful animals with whom we share this amazing planet. Lee Chantel, again, we wholeheartedly thank and congratulate you for your outstanding efforts to impart this vital message of kindness and for uplifting, colouring and brightening our world with your abundant talent and youthful beauty. Wishing you much success in your future endeavours and all the best in heaven's grace. With great honour, love and blessings, the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you very much, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for your presence and for the lovely words of encouragement that you've sent me today.
Our sincere appreciation to everyone, from government leaders to individual citizens, who advocate the life-saving, planet-saving veg lifestyle from wherever they are. May we each do our part in sharing this exciting and noble trend in our own communities, thus creating a much more wonderful world for all.
Thank you for your company on our program today. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Words of Wisdom, after noteworthy news. May love and kindness light your way.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.